Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side at the Close. Today, stocks are again within hailing distance of record highs. The Fed's Beige Book was released. All that and today's market comment, coming right up. Well, as we come into the close, we still have a few minutes as the tape runs out. But it appears that both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and Standard & Poor's 500 will be yet again close to another record high. This is getting to be old news for the Standard & Poor's. If I recall correctly, it has already reached this altitude more than 50 times this year. Some interesting news today. The Federal Reserve released its latest version of the Beige Book. Named for the color of its cover, the Beige Book is primarily an anecdotal account by business owners and managers across the country. Highlighting today's account was the tightness in the labor market, a slight softening in real estate, and a reference to a possible easing in the supply chain. This later account would be welcome news indeed. Now, this morning we noticed the declining rate of inflation for Great Britain. Well, another member of the Commonwealth has reported this afternoon, Canada. And for Canada, it's the highest rate of inflation they've seen in literally years, as Canadian inflation climbs to 4.4%. Then for those of you hoping for lower gas prices, I'm afraid not this week. The Energy Information Agency once again pointed to a drawdown in gasoline stocks. Now, often this time of the year, the oil companies will switch some of their refining to produce more heating oil, oil that will be needed during the winter, drawing down gas while building up heating oil. That appears to be happening now, as indeed heating oil stocks were built, although just slightly this week. So overall, as we come into the close, it looks like the Dow may fall just short of that record, but still up for the day. Well, the Standard & Poor's 500 may barely edge into yet another record this year. Over at NASDAQ, it's currently lower on the decline primarily in Google. Google is down about a percentage point right now. Overall, precious metals are higher. Bitcoin should close at a record along with the Standard & Poor's. And oil, of course, is higher on that news of the inventory drawdown. Only bonds and NASDAQ are lower. Stay tuned for today's market comment. Against a weakening economy, is this any time to raise taxes and reduce stimulus? Yesterday afternoon, we pointed out that the Atlanta branch of the Federal Reserve Bank, in their GDP Now model, is calling for economic growth this quarter of just 0.5%. Essentially, that's zero growth. This is the largest drop in economic projections that I ever recall. Just think back. On July 30 of this year, just 3.5 months ago, this same GDP model was looking at a 6% economic growth rate. This would have represented one of the best quarters of economic growth in recent memory, and roughly double our historic trend. But that's all gone now. What could have been? But it's not going to be. Throw it in the dustbin. We're about as far away from that kind of rosy economic outlook as you can get. Obviously, whatever Washington and the Federal Reserve have been doing has not been enough to overcome external impacts from such negatives as the supply chain, continuing COVID lockdowns, and the threat of more lockdowns. As we've been saying for some time, this is a sick economy. And if the Atlanta Fed's model is on the money, it's about to get a lot sicker. So if you accept our premise that the economy is weakening dramatically, then let's take a brief overview of just what the Fed and the President have in mind for our anemic economy. First up, coming in just 13 days, will be the next meeting of the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee. By all indications, the Fed's objective will be to begin a tapering process, where their formerly stimulative monetary policy will be reversed. If it follows through on these recent speeches, the Fed will now begin to tighten, first by reducing quantitative easing, that is, reducing their monthly bond purchases, and then by raising interest rates. Tightening in the face of this slower economy. That doesn't look too good. Turning to the president and his current proposals, first up, the president wants to raise corporate taxes by 5.5%, to raise individual tax rates up to 39.6% max, and add a global corporate tax rate of 15% for certain multinationals. This would be by far the greatest new tax burden in memory, taking money away from the productive private sector at just the time they need it the most. And it doesn't stop there. Remember all that stimulus that flowed so fast and easy earlier in this year? Well, the bill for that is now coming due. New bonds will be floated to support this incredible new federal debt which has been created. This, too, will take funds away from the private sector, as the government is always the first in line to take funds at the capital markets. New regulation, such as that CARB emission requirements we were talking about for drayage trucks, will also drive the cost of doing business higher, just at a time when it's least needed. Overall, this is an administration that is rapidly operating on the wrong foot, tightening monetary policy, raising taxes and regulations at exactly the time this economy is slowing and likely going into recession. Unfortunately, we've seen all this before. Bad government policies enacted at just the wrong time, sending an economy into a tailspin. Smoot-Hawley and the tightening of trade helped precipitate the Great Depression. Nixon's wage and price controls contributed to the very deep recession back in 1974 and 75. In each case, it was the government's tin ear, their inability to gauge just exactly where the economy stood, that caused them to institute policies that made matters much, much worse. And I'm afraid that this president has inherited Washington's tin ear. The result of this administration's policies are to tighten at just the moment they need to be supportive, to tax and regulate at just the moment that business needs help just to survive. When recently we were warned by the president that it's likely to be a long winter, I'm afraid he might be right, made all the more so by his administration's policies. And that's the Value Sign for Wednesday, October 20. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.